Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. I am your host, Francine Allen Humphrey, and my co-host is Veronica McMillan of the Micro Nonprofit Network Incorporated. If this is your first time tuning in to our broadcast, thank you so much. And if you're a longtime listener, we thank you as well. Our audience has been growing over the years, and we really, really appreciate you staying connected with us, listening to our broadcast, encouraging us to do more. We are excited to be here on another Thursday evening. I'm in Hampton Roads, Virginia. Actually, I live in the city of Virginia Beach. It's a beautiful evening. So I hope wherever you are this first week of summer that you are enjoying yourself, that you are getting out, sitting out, doing things with your family, just being present. So we welcome you tonight. Let me tell you a little bit about Issues Concerning Women. We focus on women and their families reaching long and short-term goals, assisting them in areas of business, careers, housing, finance, and life skills. The Micro Nonprofit Network Incorporated helps small nonprofit organizations become foundationally strong through education, coaching, mentoring, and program development for 501c3 organizations, which is the baby and the project of Veronica McMillan. We offer advocacy services to infuse and stabilize households and foster a sense of community involvement, self-worth, and self-determination. Our vision is to empower women and their families through hands-on demonstrations, details of home ownership, career development, investing for retirement, exercise and nutrition classes, entrepreneurship, relationship building, and adult literacy programs. So tonight we welcome you to our show. We want you to know that we are dedicated to making a difference in all of our communities. We love what we do here on this broadcast, and we just welcome you to continue to hang out with us and just know that we are always here, and if you have questions or you want to reach out to us, you can do so. To reach out to me, you can go to my website, which is www.issuesconcerningwomen.org, or you can reach out to Veronica McMillan at info@micrononprofitnetwork.org, or go to her website at www.micrononprofitnetwork.org. So tonight, I want to talk a little bit about things that are going on and happening right now, because we are, like I said, we want to be in the present. And so I want to say to my listening audience tonight, please, please continue to be careful when you're going out and about. Wear your mask. I know we are trying to get away from that, but so many people are still getting sick. So many people are being hospitalized. There's not a lot about it on the news, but you have to make sure that you protect yourself and protect your family. Do what you feel is best. I'm not here to tell you what to do, but just know that COVID is still alive and still kicking, and a lot of people have fallen deathly ill the last few weeks. So please know that it is still around and that you definitely have to protect yourself. One of the things that Veronica and I have been working on recently is our diversity and inclusion program. And you may have heard us talk about that. So I wanted to share a few things with you about what is actually going on. When we're talking about diversity, what does that mean to you? Some people have heard of DEI. They just don't know what it is. Some people think they know what it is and don't know what it is. But what does diversity mean to you? And if you have not experienced a diversity, equity, and inclusion program, this is a great time for you to Google it and see what it's all about. When we're talking about diversity, it means so much to so many. It means leaders in the room who are willing to make a difference. It means that you have the opportunity to share your thoughts, your dreams, and your ambitions. and to know that we are all different. We all come from different backgrounds, and we all have the ability to bring something to the table. And with that being said, I'm going to bring on my co-host, Veronica McMillan. Good evening, Veronica. How are you?
Good evening, Francine. I'm fine, and hello, listening audience. Great to be here this Thursday afternoon.
Yes, and I am as well. And I was just telling the audience about being careful because COVID is still running rapid. We got a call today at our location that we have been compromised again. And so please wear your mask. Please, you know, sanitize and be careful when you're going out and about. I know we're trying to step away from that and trying to be what we call normal, but we have to just make sure that we truly understand the effects of COVID-19. It is still here, and I don't think it's going anywhere. My doctor was telling me that COVID-19 is going to be like the flu. You're going to probably have to get your booster shots at least once a year, unless you have medical conditions that you will not be able to do that. But that's what the way that it looks like it is going. And that was just he and I having a conversation about where we were going, because I am concerned about my family and not just my family, but Veronica's family and our whole team of people that we work with, our community, all the people that we interact with, just so concerned about everybody. So we still have to be careful, and we know that people are still dying from COVID. So they're not talking about it in the media. It's summertime, and I was telling them, Veronica, it's summertime, and, you know, people want to go out. You want to be out and about. They don't want to close things down, and I understand that. We want to have some kind of normal,
right.
But we have to make sense of the whole thing and protect ourselves. And so thank you, my friend, for joining me, as you always do. And I just dive right in tonight about diversity, equity, and inclusion, because, you know, we have been on this topic for a while. We had our meeting at the office this past Saturday. Awesome, awesome meeting. So, Veronica, I was telling them a little bit about the definition of diversity, and I didn't actually go into what our participants had told us, but I think that's something that we can talk about a little bit about tonight, and I want you to just take it from here and just talk a little bit more about what we're doing at the office, what it means to us as women in the community, and take it away, my friend.
Wonderful. I think one of the greatest definitions that that we got was that it was the one of the root words in Spanish was fun, and I believe she said active or something to that effect. I can't think of it, but basically, I think we have to look at that term diversity as being a word that is inclusive of all people, where it is fun, where we're engaging, where we're respecting one another, where we're loving one another, and we're doing things to lift each other up. Because I think we're in a culture, in a time right now, where it's about division. It's us against them and they and and we and all of this stuff. And I think we even mentioned that we got to get out of there. It's the Christians against the Muslims and Muslims against the that and the this and the that. And it's creating so much division rather than coming together. Surely a part of that word is different, and that we have to see it from that standpoint. But that's the whole world that we live in. It's a world wherein God has made things so diverse, so different in so many ways, but yet we are dependent upon each other. And the more we tend to, you know, point out each other's faults and failures and all of that stuff, we're going to stay divided, and we're not going to get to this place where we're seeing, let's reach across the aisle. And that's what we were doing at our office. We were saying, I love the diversity of the women that was in that room with us, Francine. Women of the nationalities, the ethnic groups, the cultures in the room was so important. And not just that, but it was, we had age differences and color differences. We had all of that in the office, but we were open enough to talk about what that means to each of us. And we also knew that there's still work that we need to do, because we talked about basically how does our own friend network look? Does that friend network look diverse? And I was on a leadership called just yesterday, and we were talking about that. I said one of the things that we have to kind of examine is we want our workplaces to be diverse. But when we start looking at our families, our homes, and our churches, we're not seeing that. So I think we got work to do, Francine, and I think we are on to something good, because we already know that from that one gathering at our office, those women want to do a lunch together. And so we're going to build from that, because that's what's going to happen. And then they, once you build those relationships, people bring you in closer to their circle, because they now feel like, I can respect you, I trust you, and I can bring you close to the people that are close to me. Because I think what's happening is people are protective of that inner circle. They don't mind, you know, the office stuff, but that inner circle, I'm only letting those people who truly, truly, truly have earned the place to be in my inner circle. So that's what we're doing, and that's sort of kind of what I kind of got from our event, Francine.
Absolutely, and it was, like Veronica said, it was just wonderful to see that we were all different, but we could have a good time together. The young lady gave the definition for her culture as the word meaning happy. I remember that. Mm-hmm. And it means to listen and don't judge. And so, Jess, I had never heard that word before. I'm like, I don't even know how to spell it. I'm like, I need a dictionary, right? Because, you know, but again, here we are sitting down, talking with each other, and with no specific agenda other than to get to know each other and to listen. Yes. And to have a conversation and no judgment zone. And I think that's so, so great. Veronica, and another thing that you definitely talked about and that you brought to the forefront was that environment, that work environment that that we have, and then our friendships. And are we really connected enough? You know, and I thought that was interesting. We were like half and half, you know, when we came to that part of the conversation, which was to me, interesting in itself, because we think that we have, as Veronica said, we have that inner circle of friends. And Veronica, you asked, you know, what does that look like? Is it just people that look like you, or is it a diverse group of women or men that you have in that inner circle? And the answers were half and half, you know, half said yes, half said no. And I actually said no. My inner circle is those who I'm going to call if I'm in trouble, because I'm not going to just call anybody. I'm going to call somebody who, one, I know cares about me unconditionally and then be able to tell them exactly what's going on with no holds barred. I don't care what it is. I don't care if I went and got in the middle of Vernon Drive and pulled my skirt over my head. I can tell my close confidant, and I can do that because we know that you trust this person. And so I thought that was really interesting. And then on our work environment, I think more said their diversity was no. More said no than said yes. Because, again, you tend to talk to people that you know that you have something in common with. And it may not be that they're the same ethnicity as you, but maybe they are a mom with children, you know. Maybe they're married, or if it's a single woman, tend to hang out together, you know? And so that piece was just so, so great. And so, Veronica, I want to, we talked about we're going to have a lunch. So is there anything else that you can foresee coming up that we'll be able to do on this subject matter? Because I know it's a lot of work to do, and, you know, we just have to come up with a plan. Yeah, so I'm going to let you take that piece of it.
Yeah, I think we're going to have another conversation. I think once the fact that we're going to possibly July, August do a lunch with the ladies that were there, and I think from that luncheon, basically another conversation. We're going to invite the community like we did before, but basically build upon, you know, the ladies who are part of the group who all desired to do something else, who all wanted to connect more, because we had all agreed that even though, you know, we're in that space, we know that there's work to be done. And so mm-hmm. we know that we're also going to be doing not just diversity conversations, we're going to be doing some things around money and all of that stuff. And we want to be able to reach out to those communities and say, hey, this is not all a black thing, a white thing, a Hispanic, an Asian thing. If you need mm-hmm. this, we want you to come. But again, if we don't establish that relationship, and I think what it has to be is that somebody from that culture gives you the warm entrance, you know what I mean? Because it's almost like mm-hmm. cold calling. When you have a cold call, you're just taking a shot at it, you know what I mean? You're not mm-hmm. really, you're hoping, oh, please let them answer the door, please let them be friendly, please let them do all of that, as opposed to a warm referral or a warm transfer where somebody's saying, hey, this is my neighbor, this is my sister, and we want you all to connect because I connect. It's an easier transition than trying to do it from a perspective of, hey, I'm the outside person looking in rather than being on the inside. So I foresee that we're going to let that conversation lead to a luncheon, from a luncheon to another conversation where there are other people are coming in because of the ladies that were in the room. Those ladies are going to bring, you know, other ladies into the room, and then hopefully that will help us in terms of our marketing to other communities with the programs that we want to do around money and things of that nature. So mm-hmm. I see it as a win-win for us, and definitely we have to keep the momentum up, because I think if we drop the ball, we're going to have to rebuild that again, because everybody, you know, was so excited over the fact mm-hmm. that we had that real conversation. We had questions, but it wasn't wherein, you know, we had to put timers on the other side because everybody
right,
really wanted
yes.
to talk. We had to, like, hey, you've got 2 minutes and that's it. And I think mm-hmm. that is because we created an environment where women felt comfortable enough to talk, because we all have been in environments where you ask the question and it's dead silence. It's like crickets mm-hmm. in the room you can hear because no one is
right.
saying anything. And it was the exact opposite for us. We literally had to time everything.
Mm-hmm.
You were the timekeeper.
Yes, I was. And some of them I was letting slide because they had got into it, you know, where they had opened up. And we know as counselors and coaches, if somebody's on a groove, you don't shut them down. You know, you kind of let them go and express themselves, because they may go back inward and not come back out, you know. So you kind of, you know, we allow for that. And so it wasn't like 2 minutes, you can't talk no more. You know, it wasn't like that, but we did try to keep it a pace going. And we wanted the room, the women in the room to feel they were in that safe space and they could say what they needed to say. And the backgrounds were so different, you know. That was good, too. You know, we can't tell y'all all the stuff on the radio. Y'all just going to have to come out and just hang out with us. You know? We can't tell you who
participate.
Yes. But we definitely are looking forward to moving forward with that. And I'm just expecting about the whole thing. And because one of the ladies, when I called her, and I'll just share this, and I asked her, and I told her we were doing the diversity equity and inclusion, and then I put the DEI in parentheses, she didn't know what it was. And I thought that was interesting.
Wow.
I said, okay.
Yeah.
So you're thinking, again, that everybody should know what this is. So, Veronica,
right.
I know
yes.
one of the words that we used on Saturday was unpacking. And I underlined that because I think that's what we're doing. And I have some other things that you and I are going to talk about offline. But I thought that was interesting that she did not know. She might have heard of diversity and inclusion at some point, but she had never heard it labeled as DEI.
Right.
And that's how we labeled it in the workplace. You know, we're going to have the DEI this month. We're like, oh, Lord, you know, it's like, oh, another one of those. But unpacking, I think that's the word.
Yeah, that was so good.
Something that we have to do, you and I got some ideas, because I got it underlined, and I got
Wonderful.
Explanation points under, yes, so something we're going to do. at our next, it may not be at the luncheon, but the next time we're together, we're going to do something. I have something I want to do. And so
wonderful.
I want to talk a little bit about the finance piece. And primarily, you know, we have men that join our sessions and men that listen to our radio show. But women primarily are the ones who show up for the meetings and the Zooms and all of that. And so what's different financially for women right now? So what I really want to do in some of our sessions is dive into some of the obstacles that women are facing on that road to financial freedom. You know, because, again, even though we're talking about money, everybody's thought process and belief system about money is different. And we all have to run our own race. And and so we, and Veronica and I, we have so much on our plates for this year, guys. I'm telling you, I'm just so over the moon. And I know one of the biggest challenges for women, when women, when they talk about money, one, it's personal. And you can't get around that. It's a personal thing. It's how you grew up. And we talked about some DNA and your ancestry and all of that. So it's deep, y'all. I'm telling y'all, we got some stuff. Y'all need, y'all going to have to come hang out with us. And then when women face challenges about money, the first their first defense is, you know, I'm just so busy. I really don't have time to do that. But that's just a way of not dealing with it. And so, again, here we go right back to that unpacking word. And utilizing that word and just moving forward. So we want to do some different things this year and face some of the big challenges that women have when it comes to money. And because we know there's a lot to juggle between caring for their families and even caring for their older parents and relatives and managing the household and budget and other demands, because they're like us. They have businesses that they're running on top of a job if they're still working, and then they have their organizations that they're a part of. They're on boards, and they're all about training and learning and growing. So it's just so much that we have to think about. And then on top of that, we got to start talking about the investment piece and saving for that retirement, and then the other financial goals that we that get lost in the shuffle, because it's just so much. And, again, we got to unpack this stuff. So, Veronica, I'm going to turn it back over to you, because I want to talk about Ms. V. Speaks. My sister, I cannot wait for you to just tell them all about that. And then
Thank you,
Francie. One more time.
So Ms. V. Speaks is really authentic conversations for the soul. It is really specifically focusing on mother-daughter relationships. And what most people are like, oh, do I need to bring my daughter to a thing? No, because most of us, we fit that role ourselves. I am a mother, but I don't have daughters, but I am a daughter. And so you have to look at it from that perspective, because sometimes we're thinking, oh, I gotta look at my daughters and bring her or what have you, and it's so different for all of us. And so really what we want to do is really take a deep dive into that foundational relationship through authentic conversations, interactive activities, having the place wherever that we're going to be at be a place that really lends itself to it. And so I'm excited about this journey because it goes back to that soul work that I was doing in 2014. And so we're going to launch it August the 13th, 2022. Got a great event that we're going to have for an intimate group of women to launch it. We're working on the brochure now, and we got to update our SoulWorks website and all of that stuff so that we can do that. But I'm just excited, Francine, because I believe it is time, because, you know, everybody is talking about the world is going crazy and so much. Yes, it is. But this is the ripe recipe for God to show up, for God to do what God is going to do, for us to make the change, because if we don't push toward change, we all going to go to hell in a handbasket, like the old folks used to say, because we're not coming together and we're not looking at solutions. We're going to have to be able to figure it out. And I believe that we're in this moment where we're saying, we're going to figure this thing out, God. Some of us are going to get it. And so I'm just excited over the fact that we're going to be doing it. As a matter of fact, I'm going to be going on the radio tomorrow. I think it's WPCE to talk about the launching of Ms. B Speaks Authentic mm-hmm. Conversations for the Soul tomorrow morning. So thank you, Francine, for mentioning that. You know you're going to be there because we always be there for each other. but for those of you all who don't know, Francine and I are tied at the hip. We do everything together, and then we have our mm-hmm. own businesses. But thank you so much, Francine, for saying that.
Yes, absolutely. You know, and sometimes, you know, we, you know, kind of downplay what we're doing, but I think it's we have stopped doing that anyway, because I can just go ahead and say that. We are where God has ordained for us to be, and we have locked arms, and we're connected at the hip, and I'm there to support you, and Veronica is here to support me, and it is just, it's our time. And so mm-hmm. It may sound like we're boasting and being bold, but it's not about ego. It's about we've done the work. We've crossed the road, and now we're on the other side. And we know what it's like for women that are coming behind us who haven't had the opportunity to meet somebody like I have, that have that partnership like Veronica and I have. We know what that's like. We know what it's like mm-hmm. to not be heard. We know what it's like for people to shun you. We talked about that a little bit this week as well.
Yeah.
We know what it's like for your family not to support you in the way that you expected them to support you. We know what it's like to have great expectation of the community just opening their arms and, you know, laying out the rose petals for you to walk on, but it doesn't happen that way. You have to put the work in. And if we sound like we're boasting, we're not. We're just happy. We're in a good place. And I never thought I would be this happy, Veronica, and I can just say that now. You know, even with everything
mm-hmm.
that we've gone through and sicknesses and losing people
mm-hmm.
that we love, I never thought I would be this happy. The little girl who came
yeah.
from the project who
yeah.
could not figure out what her life would be like but knew she had to make a change at the age of 17, that I had to leave.
Yeah.
Because I think if I had stayed,
yeah.
I would not be where I am today. And not that I,
yeah.
and I give back to my community. I can tell y'all that right now. I am actually doing a program
yeah.
with Norfolk Redevelopment and Housing Authority for the same project that I grew up in. Praise God. They're going to bring me in to teach these women how to take care of their finances. So, see, when you do the work, God will do the rest. You take one step
yes.
and he'll make two. And I don't want to get preaching because I ain't preaching 2 weeks because I've been sick. You know, but God is good. And I am truly, truly happy in this space. And that I don't have to ask for permission anymore to be who I am. So, Veronica,
yeah.
tell these lovely people how they can get in touch with you. And I'm going to let you close it out because I'm about to start coughing, so I'm going to be quiet.
Well, definitely you can contact me at info@micrononprofitnetwork.org. Or you can certainly just email me at info@micrononprofitnetwork.org to get all of our information and all of that. I think Francine and I said before, we stopped giving our phone number because people that, you know, with other intentions were just doing crazy stuff. And so if you want to reach out to me, you can reach out to me that way. And, of course, if you need to reach out to Francine. Francine, is the coughing over yet? Are you ready to talk?
Yes, you can go to icwdirector@gmail.com or go to the website, issuesconcerningwomen.org. And I know we need to do some updates as well on all of these media and platforms and this podcast, you know, all of this. We have things in place, but it's going to take us a minute to get everything flowing the way it should flow. But I am just,
yes.
I am telling you, my friend, I am just over the moon, and I know that this is a blessing from above. This is nothing that you and I really did, but it was ordained for us to be in this space
yeah.
at this time. So thank you, my friend,
yeah.
for joining me again for
thank
another
you.
Evening. It's just so exciting.
Yes.
Tune in next week, listening audience. I think we're going to have 2 shows next week, and if we're not,
we are.
Later.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have to.
Shows.
I have to get
yeah.
with her and confirm time,
okay.
and then we'll get back.
All right, absolutely. So y'all stay safe, wear your mask, love on each other, but love from a distance. And we will see you guys next Thursday. Take care now. God bless. Bye-bye.
God bless. Bye-bye.